Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 19th of September. Daniel's response to the crisis he faces in Daniel chapter 9 is one that we should emulate. He prayed. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we examine Daniel's prayer, which suggests five ways we might pray when in crisis and the ways in which God might answer. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. We turn to Daniel's prayer found in Daniel chapter 9 and verses 4 to 19. Today we're reading from the English Standard Version. I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and done wrong and acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and rules. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. To you, O Lord, belongs righteousness. But to us, open shame, as at this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel, those who are near and those who are far away, in all the lands to which you have driven them, because of the treachery that they have committed against you. To us, O Lord, belongs open shame, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by walking in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned aside, refusing to obey your voice. And the curse and oath that are written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out upon us because we have sinned against him. He has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our rulers who ruled us, by bringing upon us a great calamity. For under the whole heaven there has not been done anything like what has been done against Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this calamity has come upon us, yet we have not entreated the favour of the Lord our God, turning from our iniquities and gaining insight by your truth. Therefore, the Lord has kept ready the calamity and has brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all the works that he has done, and we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and have made a name for yourself, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteous acts, let your anger and your wrath turn away from your city Jerusalem, your holy hill, for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and your people have become a byword among all who are around us. Now, therefore, O our God, listen to the prayer of your servant and to his pleas for mercy, and for your own sake, O Lord, make your face to shine upon your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city that is called by your name. For we do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, pay attention and act. Delay not for your own sake, O my God, because your city and your people are called by your name. Amen. When you're in a crisis, it often feels as if that's all that matters. You can't focus on anything else other than the difficult circumstances that you find yourself in. but in turning to God for help in his crisis. Daniel chooses to focus on something, or should I say someone else. He focuses on God, the only one who can rescue him from his crisis. He turned to God and pleaded with him. Turning to someone shows them you're giving them your full attention. Have you ever had a conversation with someone who has turned to you and fixed their eyes on you, even though chaos may be going on all around you? It's a special feeling. Turning to God and moving your eyes from the circumstances around you is a good way to truly focus on him and seek his help and guidance, particularly in a crisis. Sometimes we might even discover we are in a crisis precisely because we've turned away from God. To get out of a crisis, we often have to change direction. Learning to focus on God and not your problems is always the right direction to take. How can you turn towards God today? You might want to think more deeply about these thoughts during your day-to-day. If so, then these questions might help you. How focused on God are you when you pray? If your circumstances crowd in on you, what might you do to help you focus better? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we encourage each other to pour out our hearts to God in prayer.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.